Hi everyone, I'm Maya, and I'm the creator of a lifestyle and beauty blog called Maya's World. I started it as a hobby in my bedroom about 3 years ago, and I am absolutely thrilled by how much it has grown recently. It's got to the point where I simply can't manage everything on my own anymore, so I'm in the process of scaling up my business operations. Lots of people assumed that I decided to expand because my channel hit 1 million views. While that was a fantastic milestone, the real turning point for me was when my monthly newsletter reached 50,000 subscribers. That showed me I had a dedicated audience that wanted high-quality content regularly.
Up until this point, I've been entirely a one-woman show. My followers often think that filming the content takes up the bulk of my week. While filming does take a couple of days, it's actually the video editing that consumes the vast majority of my time and keeps me up late at night. It's exhausting.
To scale up, the very first person I plan to hire is a dedicated photographer. At first, I considered just asking a talented friend of mine to take the shots to save money. However, I quickly realized I need someone who already has a professional portfolio, so I can be absolutely sure our creative styles align perfectly. I've been looking at some brilliant candidates.
In terms of what the photographer brings to the table, I'm not overly concerned if they don't have access to a massive photography studio. Most of my shoots are done in my own home or outdoors. Instead, what is absolutely crucial is that they own top-notch lighting equipment, because the natural light in my apartment is terrible during the winter months.
The second major hire for my business is a professional makeup artist. Now, I run a beauty blog, so I'm pretty confident doing my own everyday makeup. But recently, I invested in a high-definition camera to improve the visual quality of my content. The problem is, that upgrade means every single tiny flaw or slightly mismatched foundation is instantly visible to my audience.
I've been interviewing a few fantastic makeup artists over the past fortnight. A lot of them had incredible showcases of highly dramatic, theatrical styles, but that doesn't really fit my brand. However, I finally found someone whose true expertise is creating a flawless, natural look, which is exactly what my audience tunes in to see.
Now, scaling up and hiring two professionals obviously requires a fair bit of money. Initially, I had a meeting with my bank to discuss taking out a small business loan, but thankfully, I managed to sign a long-term contract with a corporate sponsor last week. Their funding will comfortably cover the new salaries for the next year.
I am so eager to get started. I was really pushing to have the new crew start shooting with me by early spring. But realistically, with contracts and scheduling, we've agreed that the new team will begin working together in July. That gives us plenty of time to prepare for the big autumn campaigns.
Looking ahead, I already have other expansion ideas. People keep telling me I should hire an accountant to manage the finances. While that's on the list, my absolute priority for the next hire is a social media manager. Keeping up with thousands of comments and messages across different platforms is just getting too overwhelming for me.
It is definitely a bit terrifying to let go of total control over my blog. Some of my friends think I'm trying to build a massive global beauty empire. Honestly, though, my primary motivation for this expansion is simply to nurture a supportive online community. I want my readers to feel connected, and having a team will free me up to actually talk to them again.